Speaker, it's someone who has opposed Tony Blair's war plans to his face across the table of the Labour National Executive, a member of the Labour Executive, the editor of Tribune. Please welcome Mark Seddon. Friends, there's something that's printed down in Wapping. It's called the Sun newspaper. And the Sun, no doubt, would say, it's all over. If they had a photographer here today, they'd see that it's not all over at all. And they might see that parading a picture of a limbless Iraqi child, bombed and damaged by British and American bombs, is obscene, because this is a war that the Murdoch press and the right wing in this country have supported all the way through. Now, you know, when we came here last, there were 2 million people in this park. There's a very big number here today too. You can't see to the back of it. But when we came here, we said a number of things. We said that this war had been planned well in advance. Today, Hans Blix of the United Nations Weapons Inspector said, this war has been planned well in advance. We said that this war with the American might would be a foregone conclusion in Iraq. Today, Hans Blix says this war is a foregone conclusion. And we said that this war would produce fabricated evidence. And today, Hans Blix of the United Nations Weapons Inspectors is saying the same. You see, they're sending people, not the United Nations Weapons Inspectors, but the United States Weapons Inspectors all over Iraq. If they can't find anything, they'll plant it. This war has been a wake-up call for people across the world. It's a wake-up call because we know it's not all over. We know that the hawks, the neoconservatives in the American administration have a view about this century. It's called the American century. And it's going to be a century of permanent war unless we stop them. And when people turn around to you and say, why did you go and demonstrate after Baghdad fell? I think you can say that you came out because you wanted to stop the next war. And haven't you got me here? Had we not been here, and in all those other towns and cities across the world, do you think that the Americans and the others would have stopped at the borders of Iraq? Do you think they would have stopped killing civilians? I very much doubt it. You know, this war has not been worth the limb of a single Iraqi child, the life of a single British soldier. Movement will grow because this is a movement for peace and for justice. And just before I go, I'd just like to say one last thing. Many of you have come from all over the country. You're acting in so many ways. There is one thing I'd like to ask you to do when you go back home, because there have been many people who have greatly spoken out against this war, but two members of Parliament in particular. George Galloway. By the Prime Minister, who are speaking out. Send the Prime Minister a letter. Tell them what you think. Good luck to you all, and thank you.